The advice from the National Coordination Unit obviously is that this is a significant storm event, a danger to life, a danger to buildings. They're using 3 Ds really to get the message across to the public that it's dangerous, damaging and destructive. Parts of Leitrim and you know, is quite inland. They say as the storm progresses, you know, there will be a funneling effect of the winds, and that as they come from a westerly, as they change to come from a westerly direction, we'll see severe winds across the South Leitrim and indeed the Midlands, you know. So it is a dangerous and significant storm that people should take heed of and heed the public advice that's out in the domain, public domain at the moment.
Whereas there will be an orange warning coming in early enough on Friday. It's really from 4 a.m. onwards when the red warning kicks in, right up until 12 p.m. That's when we can expect it to be at its worst locally.
The red warning for Sligo and Leitrim is 4 a.m. Donegal at 7 a.m. up to 2 p.m. It won't automatically abate at 12 noon. You know, the orange warning will continue on thereafter until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The red warning is the peak area. Trees, structures, etc. may be partially damaged during the period of the red warning, but you know, while the orange warning is in place, it will be still significantly dangerous. So we would strongly encourage the people and the public to stay indoors for the duration of the storm, you know, let it pass and you know, don't make any journeys during the red period in particular, but also exercise extreme caution during the period of the orange warning.
It's difficult for a local authority to plan ahead for this. It's unprecedented territory, Kieran, that we're entering into. So what contingency plans are the local authority in Leitrim hoping to put in place over the next number of hours?
Well, I suppose all our crews are we have them all on standby at the moment for the period of the red warning. Obviously, we won't be responding to incidents. Our fire service will only be going out to extreme emergency situations during that period, and if there is such an emergency for members of the public, they're asked to dial 999 because our offices here will be closed. Once the storm has passed, it will really become then a response from the local authority. We will then begin the clean-up operation. We will be prioritising the major routes first, and we're expecting a lot of trees down, obviously, so we will be prioritising the major routes and getting those open and cleared as quickly as possible and working off those. Obviously, we'll only be doing this during daylight hours. A likelihood that there will be fallen wires or low-hanging wires, and we won't be approaching those. And indeed, we would advise any member of the public to avoid fallen wires or low-hanging wires. We will, if necessary, we'll go back at the clean-up operation again on Saturday morning. It's really a clean-up operation, but all our crews will be on standby to respond to